Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode 16. Today, with us, we've got Alex, Matt, and Nick.
Hey! What's up, guys?
It's a real change of pace on...
Yeah, I know, right? Alex, you sound so happy and chipper.
Yay!
Now you just sound retarded.
There it is. Alright, so today we don't have like a main topic to talk about, so we're just going to... Talk.
It's a talk.
See what happens.
Well, we're gonna go over the news. You know, President Obama is banning video games for Muslims, or Christians, and only Muslims can play games, but they don't like games.
Hillary Clinton is banning the PlayStation 3 in Germany. She's got that power.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi's dead. She died.
Donald Rumsfeld,
right,
DUI while playing his PSP.
Donald Trumpsfeld, still at large.
Donald Ducksfeld.
All right, that's enough. Howard the Ducksfeld.
All right, so guys, let's talk about what games we've been playing.
Who goes first?
Matt, Nick, I'll go first.
Should we answer the same time since we've been playing the same games?
Okay. We have been playing some video games. All right, that's enough of that. No, I bought a PlayStation 3 recently. So,
and I've been playing it.
And yes. Matt's been playing my PlayStation 3. And together we beat Uncharted. I beat the first half and Matt beat the more difficult half, as he likes to say. I'm sorry, Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. Not Uncharted 1. Forget about that.
Among non-criminals, or like among murderers.
Yeah, like he's among different things.
Every game is a new crime. Among larcenists.
The next game is forgers. Actually just among mail fraud.
Wow.
Is prostitution one of them?
No.
Among prostitutes.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Uncharted 2. Yeah.
And it's
awesome. It's a top-notch game.
Yeah, it's really great. Cool game. One thing I really respected about that game, Blast Boss Battle wasn't one of those games where it throws some new thing you haven't. You use your skills at climbing and shooting to beat the last boss. It's not like, oh, now it's a kart racing game or something.
Many games do that. I'm
no,
so sick of that.
Not kart racing games, but like games. It seems like now they'll just change it up on you and throw some new challenge at you.
Did you have to climb a 100-story moving monster tower and then stab it in the face to kill it?
No, I don't think towers have faces, retard.
No.
Well,
some do.
Did you have to race against a giant enemy crab and hit it in its weak point?
For massive damage.
No, well, that's what you'd think, but you hit it in its weak point, and its weak point is actually its strong point. It gave it more health. And then,
oh,
oh my God! So you were fighting.
That's just backwards.
Yeah, and there was,
it was a paradoxical. It was a paradoxical.
There was fake time weapon changing.
So can we assume that Nathan Drake
dies at the
end. Yeah, of course.
No, he dies in the middle, and then for the rest of the game, you play... the rest of the game is Eternity. You play, like, in the afterlife, but unless there's a survey at the beginning of the game, and if you put, like, atheist or agnostic, nothing happens, like...
It's a lay in the ground simulator.
Yeah.
But I chose Mormon, so I got my own planet and so many wives. It was a great game.
I chose Scientologist and I got sued.
Do you play as Tom Cruise then or no?
No. That's in Mission Impossible for the N64.
That game was ridiculous.
I loved that game. All right, anyway, back to Uncharted. Sorry. That game is really, really good, and I think that the best parts about it are the fact that they, I think, put together really awesome gameplay and a really good story and good acting. And it was just a really quality game, and I'm glad I bought it and played it, and I will continue. I'll probably play it again. Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you? About,
I said 12 hours, but I'm not sure.
It might have been like 10 or 12.
See, that's not a lot.
But,
yeah, but
it's
co-op
pretty,
mode, there's multiplayer mode.
And the co-op is actually a completely different game.
Yeah, and you have to remember who's playing it. I'm like an expert.
Oh, of course.
I'm one of those guys who does nothing but plays games. So
how silly of me.
Yeah, I started to play the multiplayer the other day.
How was that?
I didn't get to any multiplayer rounds because PlayStation, at that point you have to download the multiplayer function and then you have to load... I don't know what it was doing. But I clicked multiplayer, and for 15 minutes it was downloading something. And then it started loading something, and then I accidentally hit circle, and it took me back to the menu. And then that's when I gave up. And then I went and played PlayStation Home, because it's the best thing in the world.
Oh, I want to see something about PlayStation Home.
Oh, yeah. How was your first experience with PlayStation Home?
PlayStation Home is a blast, but not for the reasons that Sony intended it to be. It's because a lot of people try to make the coolest-looking hipster ever to hang out in this digital world and meet chicks. That's like the point of PlayStation Home. It's so ridiculous. And it's like eavesdropping the video game too. You can just sit down and listen to people babble on about being retards.
Yeah, people have like intensely personal conversations where they give out all
addresses.
Their information.
There was somebody giving out their address and phone number on Home. But I don't know. It was I actually thought it was
like
pretty cool. Other than the you have to pay money for everything.
Yeah, you get like four shirts at the beginning and three pairs of pants or something.
At least Microsoft
you have to pay money for everything.
At least Microsoft gave you that time period where they released stuff for free, and then they're like, all right, now you have to pay. And Sony's like, here's a white shirt and some jeans. You're allowed to look like Andrew WK, and that's it.
How are the load times?
Annoying, because it doesn't give you the option, like, straight away, download all the areas. It doesn't, like, if it said the initial download, you could just download whatever areas you want, would be cool, but instead, every time you want to go to a new area, you have to walk up to it, press X, and then wait for it to download before you can go in.
Does
and
it stay on your hard drive, or do you have to download it
every
time?
Yeah, it stays in your hard drive. You don't have to download it every time. Right. The load times after you've downloaded it aren't that bad.
Yeah, but...
But it's lame, especially in the movie theater where there's 8 different movie theaters, and each one of them is a new location that you have to download.
Wow.
But I can now watch my favorite show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or I can watch some great music videos. But the best part about PlayStation Home is just lightly harassing everybody who thinks they're so cool. I had a conversation with a guy who was telling me how badass his PlayStation 3 was, and I said, what's a PlayStation 3? In Home. And he goes, oh, well, it's this video game system. And I said, all I have is a Wii. He's like, oh, man, you should get a PlayStation 3. You can play in Home. You can play Uncharted. And I don't know if
Maybe he was just harassing you
serious
back.
Serious?
Maybe. I don't know. He seemed really serious because he kept sending me friend requests.
That's great.
And then the best thing is you can switch genders on the fly.
Really?
It takes 2 seconds to switch from man to lady.
Oh, man.
And
remember Laura posted that video of it? Where she was tricking people, but she took it down off your YouTube account for some reason?
Where she was, like, dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. I had a long conversation about how I was this college girl from New York who spent
now,
most
see,
of...
This is what everybody does. There aren't any girls on the
network. No, there, you know, there are a few girls.
No, I don't believe you.
Yeah, but the spread is probably like 80-20, if that. were 90-10.
I don't know. It seemed to be fairly balanced because, I mean, their PSN names weren't like Dark X Chaos 69 and it was a lady. Most of them were like Cutie Slut or Daddy Slut or Pastor Slut 63.
But doesn't that make it even more obvious that it's probably a guy?
Well, I don't...
Yeah, did you guys watch South Park? Come on.
Anyway, well, I'm not on there to hook up with chicks. I'm on there to pretend to be a chick and try to hook up with... never mind.
So what name are you? Are you Cutie Slut 267?
I am Butt Slut Whore Mouth Psalms 1312.
Oh, I thought you were cum dumb. You're not cum dumpster 3516.
No, that's my sister.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I like my PlayStation.
So yeah, Uncharted 2?
Uncharted, I give that a very high rating. I look forward to playing the co-op. I like my PlayStation 3 a lot. The PlayStation Network feels...
You got the slim, right?
Well, slim. It's got a matte finish, and it's still gigantic. But it's awesome. I like watching Blu-rays. But it feels like because they don't have such like a robust community like Xbox 360 and Xbox Live, it feels hollow. And I don't know. I feel really isolated on my PlayStation 3.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But I like it a lot, and I will continue to play the exclusive games for it.
Yeah, I like Nick's PS3, too.
I like Blade Runner, which I get to watch on my PlayStation 3 now.
Ooh. I don't like PS3 enough to buy one. But I will say it's a pretty good system.
Oh, and then the other thing that I've been playing, I'll do it real quick, because I really dragged that on for a long time. I got the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band DLC for Beatles Rock Band, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it, there's like, I don't know, how many new songs is it add?
It's got, I think,
there's
nine?
There's only three songs, I think.
I think it adds nine.
Three or four songs.
Because you get Within You Without You, not the mashup version.
Yeah, so it's pretty good size of songs, and it's cheaper than Abbey Road.
How much is it?
Oh, never mind. It was, How much did it cost? I don't remember.
I think it's $13.
Yeah, it was cheaper. I was amazed that I didn't have to add any Microsoft points for my last purchase. But it's awesome. And the Dreamscapes are really, really cool.
Cool.
So, I mean, that's what I'm going to say when Rubber Soul comes out, too. So.
All right.
Yep. And go get it.
Yep. Pick up a PS3 if you have money, but wait till Christmas because there's awesome bundles.
Or pick me up a PS3 if you want to be my best friend.
There was one for $350 that comes... I can't remember who's selling it. It's $350 and it's got the... How many gigs does mine have? 120?
120.
Yeah, it's got the 120 hard drive and then Little Big Planet and I think Metal Gear Solid 4. And that's an awesome...
For $350?
Yeah.
What company?
Wow. I don't remember.
Well, who's selling it?
What company? Microsoft is selling that one.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Oh,
no, I think it's Nintendo of America. No, I think
that offer. That's great.
I don't know. I might. I was told that. So.
For $16, my buddy Troy will hook you up with the PS3. If you go to the back of his van, you know, you could just bring him a 6-pack, and he'll probably give you it. But just don't ask where it came from. And it doesn't come with any games. And it also can't play any games. And it's from... It can only play games in the Bulgaria region. And it's... almost all games are banned. So you can just play... It's just a home PS3. It's a new version.
What was that country that just got PlayStation 2? Was it Brazil?
No, Brazil just
what?
Got...
No, there was a country that...
No, Brazil's like a developed country.
Well, then it wasn't Brazil. It might have been something in South America, though. But there's a country that just now got PlayStation 2. Sorry, I was way off topic.
It was Israel.
I don't... I think the Jews got a PS3 by now. It's probably, I don't know, like Abu Dhabi.
Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
they didn't have PS3s. That's why they were stacking people.
Okay.
They played Mega Bloks with Prisoners of War.
I was playing a game.
Or Boom Bloks, rather, not Mega Bloks. Mega Bloks Rock Band.
Mega
is
Bloks.
Out.
Nice.
It's got bad covers of all the bands that are in Lego's Rock Band.
I played a demo of Banjo-Tooie. I really want to buy that. I don't have the money right now. That's it. I beat Uncharted.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
But
Alex, how about you?
You got anything else you want to say, Matt?
Not until you start.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're away from me. So I played through Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
How is that?
That's fun. It's like playing it's like a combination of New Super Mario Bros. For the DS, and for some reason it feels a lot like either Mario World.
That's what everybody's saying, that and Mario 3.
It's like a little bit of both of those.
I played it briefly at GameStop, and it felt and looked a lot like Mario 3.
It feels right. It feels a little bit slower, but I think it feels slower because...
Oh, no, it's once definitely you get slower.
Once you get to the 4-player, you're going to need it slowed down enough for... I haven't played it, so I don't have any friends.
Aww.
And if you are female... And we'd like to play.
Hey, what happened to that? What happened to that lady, the Chinese lady?
We're not there yet.
Laura's sleepy.
It's actually ghost Laura's ghost sex time.
Yeah.
Regardless, we're not there yet.
Is she Patrick Swayze?
She's no, she's more of a Demi Moore type.
Okay.
As in,
so she's sleeping with Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
What? Yeah.
Oh well, I guess that happens.
In Ghost, technically, she's being kissed by Whoopi.
Right. Yeah, at the end. Wow.
But who wants Whoopi's sloppy seconds?
I want her. I want her sloppy first, because it's sloppy all the time with Whoopi. She doesn't give it clean.
Sloppy and sloppy and eyebrowless.
Okay, so anyway, Super Mario Brothers Wii.
So New Super Mario Brothers Wii. Great game. I would highly recommend
sloppy
it.
Whoopi.
I'm curious to see.
I'm a slop. One sloppy Whoopi, please.
The one thing I don't like, the getting the coins are a bitch in this one. It seems like a lot harder.
The
big coins are a lot harder, I think, in this case. They do have videos, so if you go back to the castle, they have a hint guide that gets unlocked as you get further along, so that some of them can be unlocked earlier on, and you can find out how to get some of the coins or where some of the secret areas are. But other than that, it's a lot of fun. It's basically, I've been waiting for a 2D Mario game on a console since Mario World or Mario World 2, basically. And this is basically... Wow. This has made me cry.
Is it anything like Mario?
Aww.
Just a question.
The
singer? The singer, yeah. Mario?
No, Mario Lopez. Super Mario Lopez.
Okay. Wii. My bad.
There's no Zach Morris.
Oh.
If that's what you're asking.
Not worth it.
You don't ride Screech.
Yeah, does Super Mario Lopez hop on Screech and he eats dicks? Gobbles them off of trees.
I was shocked that you actually do. Some of the levels have Yoshi in them.
Yeah,
I was actually really shocked by
You're
that.
You're the only person shocked because everybody's known that since.
Everybody else is new about. Yeah, everybody else following up on it knew, and I had no fucking clue.
Spoiler alert: Yoshi is pictures. Going to be in Mario Galaxy.
Well, he wasn't. Two. He wasn't. No, no.
I'm sorry, Mario Galaxy.
I knew he was in Mario Galaxy 2. I didn't see any of the pictures.
Good. It's no spoilers.
I haven't been following anything about this game. All I was thinking was
apparently not.
No, I was shocked. I was happy.
All right. Well,
so it's
good.
It was a
good surprise.
It's a pleasant surprise. It's a very pleasant surprise. But I can imagine playing this with 4 players is probably insane. Like I could just imagine throwing.
I've seen it being played with 4 players.
I tried.
It
was really hard at PAX playing it with 4 strangers because they all just killed me immediately. And it was just like a bunch of was just a bunch of people running into each other off cliffs. It'd be easier if it was friends who had knew how to play the game.
Does it seem like it uses a lot of the Wii's processor? Like
no,
I don't know.
How would you tell? I was running a diagnostic test on my Wii, and
I think when reviewers
are saying that the game looks okay, but Nintendo was not stretching anything to make it look nice.
It's not a bad looking game. I mean, it's not meant to look like Modern Warfare 2
Compare it more to Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, which is one of the most beautiful, like, cartoony games.
Yeah, but it's the other point is, it's Banjo Kazooie isn't a 2D game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can still make the colors and the textures look nice.
It's supposed to be basically a basic Mario game.
Does it look like significantly different from Super Mario Brothers
it's
DS?
It's clean.
Yeah,
it does
look better. It looks like. Basically, a Mario Brothers game. It looks like Mario DS, but finer textures. It looks better.
If somebody's complaining about the graphics,
models.
If somebody's complaining about the graphics,
yeah, you're not playing the game for the fucking graphics.
But not only that,
thing.
Like the graphics are just exactly what you'd expect them to be. I don't really understand where they could have gone from here.
You're going when Super Mario Galaxy 2 comes out, then you're going to be asking the same questions. I think. Those questions will be relevant at that point.
Yeah.
But in this case, because things are so far away, like, you see a cloud, you see this, you see a block, you see a tube. You don't need high-res images for something like that. It's a really nice-looking game. You're not going to sit there saying, wow, this is amazing. You're going to be thinking... What they did do, which was pretty cool... So Mario games have traditionally been... Things are usually... horizontal, right? Horizontal or vertical. Blocks are flat. And hills, they have hills, but it's once in a while. This one, the blocks actually are put in a vertical or put in a diagonal in some cases. Like, things sway back and forth. More so than in Mario DS. It makes some of the aspects a lot more interesting. And that was really cool. It's worth getting if you like 2D side scrollers in like a traditional Mario game.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how do you like the red box?
Yeah, that threw me off too. Because when I was like, "Somebody fucking spray this damn thing."
Happy Valentine's Day from Mario.
I was rubbing it with my cock right when I bought it.
That's why you had to buy it, because you weren't planning
That's
on
why
buying
I had to buy it. I was thinking, Laura sexy time. And then I realized Laura was dead. And I was
well,
in ghost form.
Dead to me.
Well,
and us.
Dead to
we
us.
We could just always try to do like the Beatles thing, and we'll find a replacement. And we'll say that it's Laura, but it'll actually be like Laurie Shields.
Who would be... I don't know.
Who would replace Laura?
I think, who has a really good high-pitch, low-pitch voice?
Oh, I can do it.
Nick?
Oh, Matt. You said cunt.
We should get somebody like, we should get Gerbils on here, probably. She probably could fill in.
Just
somebody with another X chromosome without a white
she
chromosome.
She would be,
that's all you.
She would leave after like 5 minutes.
Well, that's the whole, you would have to.
I know. We get Ace. Get Bethany on here.
Oh man, I think
we would all get
that wouldn't work.
No, that would be
what is
this?
All the
religious jokes we already had.
That would just be a disaster.
Although she's been, well, I mean, let's. I'm not going to talk about. What,
you guys aren't like mean spirited and insulting.
Alex
is just brutal whenever like he's around her. It's kind of. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I haven't been mean to her.
Oh my god! All right, moving on. Moving on.
Look, I don't make every woman cry.
Not every woman.
Most, but not every. That's the key word. There's still a population of people.
As long as
that
you're
are...
making them wet in some way. I mean,
exactly.
If it's from the eyes, if it's from the eye, who knows?
Look,
whispering
it means I'm getting closer.
It's a good outlook on life.
That's actually my morals, or my morals. That's what they're based on.
WWJD. That's what it means.
Yeah. What would
that's why he baptized them, making them wet.
And that's what my pastor said. He's like, and now I get you wet in the name of the Father, the Son. Oh, yeah.
Who was that laughing?
That was Matt from a distance.
All right. All right, so is that all you have to say, Alex?
Yes, it is. Okay. So, Adam, what have you been playing?
Well, I played a little bit of Burnout Paradise, some Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, and Assassin's Creed 2, which
is... How is that?
It's pretty good. I would suggest buying it, especially for those people who enjoyed the first one.
What if I hated the first one?
Well, then, you know, I don't think this game is meant for you. But...
Good.
You might want to just give it a try, because it improves on most things from the first one. The fighting is better. The AI is better.
Are the missions as repetitive? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, let's put it this way, because, and this is going to, I was meaning to bring this up. If you're looking for just flags, that's repetitive. If you're looking for flags and then are told to look for bottles and then are told to look for, you know, something different, that's still repetitive, right?
How many times did you jump into a hay bale? Or not a hay bale, that would be painful. A pile of hay. Those things are like bricks.
Yeah, that's what I always try to hide from the cops in a hay bale. And I'm just like,
it's solid.
Oh, right, we were talking about this yesterday. No, but see, in the past... You know, the cops weren't as smart.
Yeah, but you know what?
But when there's a giant building and there was...
It's called a game, and things are not supposed to be completely realistic because real life is not completely fun.
Well, okay, I just want to know, is it like...
Haven't you played Second Life,
Is it like if I was watching Ninja Assassin and listening to Creed at the same time? It's like if Creed did the soundtrack to Ninja
Creed
Assassin.
Just released the new album, album of the year. I just got to put that out there. If you thought Creed couldn't take it any higher, stretch your arms wide open and have a big embrace on this new record. Go out and buy it. $19.99 if you want the collector's edition. Comes with a lock of Scott Stapp's pubes. There you go. Buy it up.
With arms wide open, that
sounds really good.
That was Scott Stapp.
Matt, you do have the hair.
Well, Matt's got a Scott Stapp infection.
That's true.
I'm sorry, he's got Scott Stapp's inflection. That's what I meant.
You know, I was actually reading about Scott Stapp. Apparently, he's a really good Christian. And
sex tape that he made with Kid Rock
in a sex tape, he like gets drunk and high and abuses his wife all the time. He's just a really great guy, and that's it. Should have been dead on a Sunday morning.
Great Christian. Great
Is this
Christian.
A pod stap or a pod? That was really dumb.
Oh god, that's terrible. Oh, well.
Good try though.
It didn't work.
All right, so Assassin's Creed 2. Assassin's Creed 2. If you like the first one, definitely get the second one. Like I said, it basically improves on most everything.
Is Kristen Bell in it again?
No.
What about her?
I don't know. Who is that?
What? Kristen Bell? The girl? From Veronica Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Is Veronica Mars in it?
Yeah, she's in it.
Is Sarah Marshall in the game?
Yes. I don't know people's names, but yes, she's still in the game. It's not, I don't think it's as repetitive. There seem to be a lot more, story missions and a lot less, anything else missions, kill people or race or beat up people. They are still in there, but it didn't feel like there were as many. I don't know. The first game, to me, wasn't really repetitive, so I'm not sure if I'm the best person to answer that. But
the reviews have been a lot better in general.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I don't,
because it's a better game. And the story actually picks up a lot, both in the Animus and out of the Animus. So it gets really interesting, and it sets it up for a...
Is there a third game that's going to... Oh,
a third
God.
Game.
Jeez, fucking Christ.
How many...
Oh, that's funny you say that, because it turns out Jesus was an assassin. Assassin's Creed 3, you play as Jesus, and...
So you're playing Jesus Christ is the last assassin. Actually, so you
the first
kill
assassin.
Jesus.
Well, no,
that you have to
the
kill.
Last assassin is his son. Take that. Oh.
Oh, Jesus had kids. Blasphemy.
Just ask. Just ask Willem Dafoe.
So I'm. Is the story as dumb as it sort of sounded to begin with?
Well, there's a Mario reference in it, Alex. You'll love it.
There's a Mario reference, and then there's a Batman reference.
There's a guy he goes.
The main character's name is Ezio, and he goes off to see his uncle, except he doesn't recognize him, so his uncle helps him out in a battle. Like, he shoots the guys and makes sure Ezio doesn't, like, get killed. And so Ezio comes up to this guy and is like, "Who are you?" And it's like, "Ezio, don't you recognize me? It's a me, Mario."
Yep.
Oh, God.
So that's the Mario one. And then the Batman one.
He goes, Ezio, don't you recognize me? It's a me, a Batman.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm just thinking, do you, anybody watch that Family Guy?
No. Shut up.
Okay.
I just started a new job, and everyone at my job likes Family Guy, and they talk about Family Guy all the time, and everyone there is terrible, and go postal. It's not at the post office. I might go to a post office, kill everyone there, and then go back to my job to blow off some steam.
I'm just thinking, like, does anybody talk like a boppity boop, a boppity boop? All right, never mind.
I don't know what that was even.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I don't know either.
But the Batman one, Mario, after saying, "It's me, Mario, why are you being so serious?"
Are you serious?
No. That's actually
they do
the
say they why so serious?
Why so serious?
All right, I'm not buying that game.
Yeah, hey,
not.
Batman.
Oh, Matt's doing a great he's doing his joke impression.
Fuck you.
That's so good.
Yeah, I'm playing Joker. I've already signed the contracts. I'm definitely being Joker in the next one. So,
My friend came up with a pretty good idea about the next Batman movie, and I thought it was, you know...
Oh, well, does your friend know Christopher Nolan? He's
of course.
Inside contact. He's calling up Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, then nobody cares about your friend's stupid idea.
No, what did your friend have to say?
First name basis.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, like, instead of doing, a full-out Joker thing, or just going completely away from that and doing, like, Riddler or some other bad guy, they could do, like, the after effects on Gotham from the Joker's, you know, whatever he did. So, like, people could be out at night just, like, causing chaos. And what's the girl's name? Is it Harley Quinn? So they could do something with her where she's just, you know, like an average, everyday girl who liked, you know, what the Joker was doing, and they could do something with her.
Would be really sad if she gave birth to a Harley Quinn fetus. It'd be tragic.
Well, there's a scene that was cut from Dark Knight that hasn't been seen yet or used. And there's a scene of the Joker in Arkham Asylum.
Really?
Yes. Christopher Nolan said that they shot a scene of him being locked up into Arkham Asylum, and they didn't put it in the movie. My guess is they'll use that for the next
one. Well, my guess is they'll ask George Lucas to use his amazing face replacement technology that he used on Anakin in Return of the Jedi, where they replaced his face with Hayden Christensen's face, and just whatever actor they get for the next Joker, they'll just go back to Dark Knight and replace his face.
They're actually getting Wayne Knight.
Dark Knight and then Wayne Knight?
Yeah, well, yeah. Batman is like, "What are you doing here, Joker?" Oh, I'm sorry. "What are you doing here, Joker?" And then he goes, Dotson! We got Dotson over here! Stick, stupid. Fetch the stick. And then Batman knifes him and kills him in the street.
What if Jurassic Park 4 and Batman, the next one,
he would be a great penguin, though.
Batman fighting Tyrannosaurus Rexes. That's the best idea ever.
That's confirmed.
Confirmed.
What about a giant bear?
I called Steven Spielberg right now. I actually got my phone as if you guys could see that.
Yeah, it was a great joke. It was a prop joke. Great for podcasts.
Video podcast.
We should do a video podcast. Did we already talk about that? Where it would just be us sitting in front of our computers.
We could.
That would be exciting.
It'd be interesting. No, maybe we should try it out. No. See how it goes.
Alex
doesn't want to be on camera.
I don't want anybody seeing my face.
And he didn't even want to give me his phone number for a long time.
Well, you could
just
wear
your face,
Joker makeup.
I'm sure.
I do have the Joker mask.
There you go.
During the
Or you could wear
the Beatles juice makeup. You can dress like John Lennon.
There you go. You got your joke.
Imagine there's that would actually mean
getting John Lennon's juices then, right? The Beatles juice.
It's not hard to find it. He may have been cremated, but they saved all his juices.
I'm sure Yoko Ono has blood somewhere. Come on.
Those juices. Oh no, those juices are long gone. They actually.
All right, let's move on. All right, Adam's Gaming Hour. Let's see. New gaming releases: Uncharted 2, Borderlands for 360 and PS3, GTA 4, Ballad of Gay Tony, as well as GTA episodes from Liberty City. Manhunt 2 from PC came out, that's uncensored and has an AO rating. Tekken 6 came out for 360. Ratchet & Clank Future, A Crack in Time, PS3. DJ Hero, which I played briefly at Best Buy and I thought was awesome, came out for 360 and PS3. Dragon Age Origins, 360, PS3, and PC. Star Wars Battlefront, Elite Squadron, PSP and DS. Pro Evolution Soccer, 2010, 360, PS3, Wii, and PSP. Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier, PS2, Rabbids Go Home for Wii, Band Hero, 360, PS3, Wii, PS2, and DS, Excite Bike for WiiWare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, of course, came out for 360 and PS3, and not many people know this, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1 came out for Wii.
What?
Dragon Ball Z, Raging Blast, 360.
Is it the same game? It's
what?
4?
It's
Call of Duty 4?
It's the first one, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, it came out for Wii?
Yep. Reflex Edition. I'm not sure if they changed
it's a light gun game.
Anything, but...
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to use it. Dragon Ball Z Raging Blast for 360 and PS3. Dragon Ball Z Attack of the Saiyans, DS. Harvest Moon, DS. Sunshine Islands for DS. Harvest Moon, Animal Parade, Wii, Assassin's Creed 2 for 360 and PS3, Left 4 Dead 2, 360, PS3, New Super Mario Bros. Wii for Wii, Assassin's Creed Bloodlines, PSP, Resident Evil, The Dark Side Chronicles for Wii, God of War Collection, PS3, Little Big Planet for PSP, The Sims 3 World Adventures PC, Pokemon Rumble for WiiWare, Tony Hawk Ride, PS3, and Wii. Now, upcoming games. There aren't too many more for this year, so... I'll just list the few that I have. November 24th for Wii, we've got Seen It.
What?
Twilight
no, there's
Edition.
One movie. Well, now
Matt,
there's two movies.
I know how much you're looking forward to
that's
that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
it's
going to
be,
midnight.
What did Bella do in this scene? Oh, stand around and look retarded. Yep, I win. Complete this line.
Yay.
Vampire. You win.
Your friend.
Oh, she's a wilf.
PSP, Tekken 6 is coming out. December 1st, Avatar the Game is coming out for everything. 360, Wii, DS, PS3, and PC. excuse me. December 1st, Wii, Resident Evil Archives, Resident Evil Zero. December 7th, Legend of Zelda The Spirit Tracks. December 8th, Silent Hill Shattered Memories for Wii. December 22nd, Guitar Hero Van Halen for 360, Wii, PS3, and PS2. December 26th for Wii, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicle, The Crystal Barrier.
Do you think if retards didn't look like retards,
so that's that,
that you would hang around him?
No.
Are you saying, like, what if a guy with Down syndrome actually looked like...
I said if retards didn't look like retards...
What do they look like, though?
Just like normal people.
Yeah, I know, but are they attractive? Or are they
less
attractive?
Yeah, if a retard looked like Kristen Stewart, would you hang around her?
Probably not. What were we talking about?
Like, are you talking about like hanging out with
just
deaf
like a
people?
Normal people? No,
their ears are retarded, but they're okay.
Yeah. Like if retards didn't look like chubby Asian people.
So you mean so if we were so
oh.
if we were to hang out with Paris Hilton because she probably has some sort of autism related disorder.
She's not retarded.
She's skanky and stanky.
She probably has like
I don't know
what's it called?
Asperger's?
Yeah, she probably has some
I'd put it in her Asperger's.
Paris Hilton syndrome.
All right, that's enough. It's enough.
Retards.
Look, if we're gonna make fun of stuff and
you guys are
do
offending
puns,
me.
They gotta be video game related.
I'm half retarded.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Hey,
yeah,
Nick's
seriously,
dad's
Nick,
a retard.
Come on. Okay. No pop culture.
My dad got killed by a retard.
All right.
Too
on
soon?
To the gaming news.
Got killed by a retard.
It's always too soon. Gaming news for Nintendo. We've got the announcement of the DSi LL,
okay.
Or
Nintendo
the DSi XL,
does not want to release
which region you're in.
A new Wii system anytime soon, or a new console anytime soon, but they're like, we're going to release a DS a month. New DS this month. Get the new one next month.
They were.
It's going to be
what
called
the next
DS ABCDEFGHIJK, and it's going to feature an app where it's just a webcam of Miyamoto sleeping that you can watch. It's actually going to be called the Nintendo DSiZZZ.
No, I think it'll be called the DS QWERTY, and it'll just come with the keyboard.
I'd buy it.
That could actually be one.
Oh,
actually, it'll be better than the PSP Go or whatever the fuck that shit is. Yeah. All right.
So this new DS, it's got bigger screens. In addition to, you know, supposedly letting older people be able to see it easier, they've also said that it allows people to see it from different angles, so people can watch one person play a lot easier than before.
They couldn't just postpone the DSi release?
I don't know. Have you guys seen how big it is?
It's not that much bigger.
It's huge. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
opened
I don't
up,
know if I want
to opened it's up, it's as big as a DVD case.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Opened up, it actually is a DVD case.
There you go.
Store DVDs inside.
Because the
it
picture that
DVDs.
I saw of it
It plays looked... DVDs before the Wii does. The next,
yeah.
Are you serious?
The DSi,
no.
The DSi XXL will play Blu-ray discs.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking liar.
No, he's being completely honest.
It's true.
And the Phantom system's coming out this week, too.
You can really? Oh my god!
You can play your GameCube games, your PlayStation 2 games.
UMDs.
Your UMDs. Your N-Gage games.
Cartridges?
No, just the games.
TurboGrafx 16?
You have to rip the cartridge apart and shove all the bits into your Phantom system.
It's like a well-endowed lady was playing...
Wait, so it doesn't come back... It
grinds hold on,
up
hold
the
on.
Disc, right?
If a lady with large breasts was playing a PSP, would you be like, damn, she got UM double Ds.
Yes.
Is that something that would happen?
I don't say that.
I don't know. I don't hang out with any PSP owners.
These are still terrible. These jokes are still terrible.
Well, what if a large lady was playing the Nintendo
and
DS?
She was
retarded. Would you be like, she's playing a Nintendo double DS.
Oh!
I'd like to stick my wiener in her cleavage.
Oh, snap.
Just once?
All right. Only once. Just put it in and walk away.
Raymond is coming to DSi where Miyamoto got a cat. So a lot of people are thinking that maybe we're going to see a cat-flavored game come out for...
Wait, cat-flavored? Is it going to taste like cheeseburgers?
No, it just...
No, it's going to taste like
licked
cat.
A cat?
That's why it's cat-flavored and not cheeseburger.
Because cats just taste like whatever they're laying on.
Is the game
going to
be called I Has Cheeseburger?
My cat tastes like the
be.
Stove.
That'd be a good
Because that's
name.
Where she sleeps. I don't have a cat. But if I did...
That's
so
where she would sleep.
Why? Who cares that Miyamoto has a cat?
Well, I mean,
that's good for
Zelda.
Miyamoto also wears pants, so pants flavored video games coming to you.
Let's see. Have you guys read up on Disney Epic Mickey?
Yeah, it looks god awful.
Are you kidding? My friend said
the
that too. I think it looks amazing.
Look worse than a PS2 game.
Oh my god.
And
I think it looks
the
so
art
good.
Styles completely clash. It looks really bad.
I think it looks incredible. I don't know.
I thought the Pass. Actual I thought the actual the way regular Mickey looks, I like his new look.
Mm-hmm.
Where his eyes and his face are all the same color.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with Matt that the screenshots that I saw like
it looks like a demo world of like an N64 game. Like
no.
Every
I mean the screenshots definitely aren't, you know, like the best ever, but I didn't think they look, you know, terrible.
Yeah. I'll have
I
to
think
I'll,
they look
I
terrible.
Think I'll have to wait and see.
I mean, I think we're all gonna have to wait and see. Just, you know,
who's making the game?
I forget.
Oh, Jumanji.
Nice. But they've been working
on it. No, not at all.
They've been working on it for a long time, and they seem, you know, really into it. So I'm hoping that it's gonna turn out really good.
You know, they said the same thing about Assassin's Creed 1. So
Matt's parents were really into it when they were making him.
Yeah, and I see parallels between Assassin's Creed 1 and you and this Mickey game. So
yeah, well, I like games.
Maybe we shouldn't trust your judgment.
Go, well, keep going with your stupid nose.
I trust my judgment.
Keep going with your nose.
What?
What? No.
All right. Anyways, so look for that, because I think it's going to be pretty good. Did you guys see the new Wiimote accessory?
No. What is it?
It's a baby.
What?
Oh, no.
It's a baby. It's a baby doll that I believe you put the Wiimote inside of.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
yeah. you use the Wii's, the Wiimote's motion controls to control the game.
So is it like you shake the baby when it starts crying?
That's what it
and
sounds
like. And then it stops crying, and then you win an award for being Babysitter of the Year.
Mm-hmm. And then you go out and practice it in
shake
real life.
Shake some babies.
You, oh, you know, it's a shame there's
no microphone.
You take
your Wiimote
we
and
shake
babies. Yeah.
But what is it for?
Alex, what were you saying?
It's a shame there's no microphone on the Wiimote.
Yes, you can just scream at it?
So that you could scream at it.
Well, the speaker on the Wii remote could probably make the baby cry.
Well, that I can only imagine how that will be.
Oh, let's see. Oh, here's some pretty good news. They've started doing demos for the Wii Shop channel.
Yeah, that's...
Have you guys seen that
way
at all?
Way to catch up, Nintendo. You're almost there.
Yeah, right.
Fix online.
Welcome to 3 years ago. But so far, they've only got WiiWare games. I think right now they've got like 4 or 5 up. They're free to download. They don't have any save states, so you play it, you exit out of it, and you basically have to start over. You can keep it as long as you want, delete it, whatever. You know, it's just like any other demo. So that's definitely a good step in the right direction.
It's just going to take them some time to catch up. So I think it's going to take a couple years. It's taking them a couple years, but hey, it's a free system, so
yeah.
What more can you really expect?
Free system.
The online is free, so.
Well, Microsoft.
Well,
Microsoft
so
just
PS3.
Announced that they're going to start doing friend codes instead of gamer tags.
They did announce that they're doing. Oh, well, I'll get to that in a second. So Nintendo once again stated that there's going to be no Wii HD. However, I find it kind of funny that like a week before they announced the DSi LL, they said there was no new DSi. So, I don't know. Maybe the same thing will happen.
Do they just mean it's not going to come out now, or?
No, they said there's no Wii HD.
Period.
Like, period.
Because, I mean, it's going to be a waste of money for them just to make a...
More like period, question mark. But, period.
It seems like a waste of money on their part just to make a Wii that just is upgraded by for HD.
Definitely.
So if they're going to do it, they're going to make a new system.
There's no reason for them to make it right now, financially.
There's no reason for them to make an HD system, just HD. Right? If they're going to do it, they're going to have a better processor and everything.
Right.
And in fact, they.
Matt
what are you
is
guys
firing
doing?
His eye shotgun, and he's about to punch me in the face.
I downloaded the worst one.
That's how exciting that conversation was that Matt downloaded.
Well, I hope you're having fun.
Anyway,
sure.
I'll do my impression of Reggie. We don't like competition.
Sounds good.
There we go.
He's gonna.
He claims
kick your ass and take your name.
Well, he claims that they are. He's like, we're not competing against Microsoft and Sony. Well, he needs to get his act together because Sony and Microsoft are going to compete with them because they're both releasing motion controls. And Time Magazine already said that the Project Natal is one of the best inventions of 2009. I'm not.
Yeah, but that, what does that mean?
Whatever it means is it's getting media attention, and people are going to do exactly what they did with the Wii, just run out and buy
Nintendo's
it.
Nintendo's already got so much of the casual audience. Mm, I don't think that's really going to change, regardless of the controls.
And also, we're also talking about still a $300 system people have to buy along with the Nintendo bundle versus a $200 Wii.
We'll see, but I mean, to act like they're not competing is ridiculous, because they most definitely are.
Yeah, but...
They're saying that, and Microsoft had said that before, too, that Microsoft and Sony had said that they're not competing with Nintendo either. This is what they used to
say.
They're
competing now.
Of course, everybody knows they're competing with everybody else.
It's just what they have to say.
They're just saying it just like, to... It's just something they have to say, yeah.
Just to protect themselves.
Just to make...
But around the same time that Reggie said that, he also said, and no Wii Zelda this year, or next year, so.
Yeah, so talking about Zelda.
They just love making their fans upset. Right.
Talking about Zelda, they did say they're probably not going to have it out in 2010, although...
No, they said definitely not.
Definitely not?
Yeah, Reggie said no Zelda in 2010.
Oh. Don't listen to Reggie. He's Nintendo of America. Not the developer.
I know, but everybody—that's who everybody listens to.
Reggie is Nintendo.
Yeah.
So,
I don't like that guy. I remember when he was Pizza Hut, and I prefer that.
Yeah. Aonuma came out and said that they're redefining the gameplay. So he said something along the lines of, "As right now
for Zelda."
Hmm.
For Zelda, I don't think. Did you clarify that?
Oh yeah, sorry. For Zelda. So right now, you know, you're in a field, a big open world, and you go to dungeons, you finish the dungeon, you go out in the field, you go to the next dungeon, and so on. So he said that they're going to change that formula, and that's pretty much all we know about that. He did say that I think Miyamoto may have said this, that some of the speculation out there is true, but he didn't say what was true and what's false, so...
So that confirms future Zelda.
Of course.
Where Link has
Nick,
laser
tell us
gun.
Tell us your theory about the next.
Well, it's not a theory. Miyamoto said it. People have been ignoring it. It was an interview that he did at Tokyo Game Show, and everybody seems to just be ignoring it for some reason. But he said, I can't remember what the exact quote is, but he was like, "How badass would it be if Link was in the year 9000 and he had a hoverboard called the Epona?" 300, and he fought E. Ganon, who was a supercomputer who was trying to poison Hyrulea. They changed the name to make it more future-y. He's trying to poison Hyrulea's E-water supply with all of his E-viruses, and Link gets a lightsaber and a laser gun.
I think that'd be pretty badass.
It's officially confirmed, and Miyamoto said badass like 5 times in the quote.
Is Ganon part of a neural net processor?
No.
Oh, CPU? Yeah, Ganon is hacking people's mind frames. And that's a whole part. That's actually something I wrote for Nintendo. It was some fan fiction.
And they actually took it.
It was some fan fiction I wrote, sent in, and they're using it. Yeah, they're paying me a lot
of
royalties.
Well, they used Matt's Nintendog's idea, so...
Yeah. Well, my main idea was a neglect simulator, where you just let your dogs die, but they added the other parts. And took out the dial.
Okay. Right. So also, they restated that it's going to be using the Wii Motion Plus for sword fighting and bow and arrow action.
Yes.
So that's basically all we have now, and Aonuma said that they're going to pretty much unveil everything about it at next year's E3. So that should be a very, very exciting
time. We're not even going to have a title. We're going to have a trailer, and it just says Legend of Zelda. That's my guess. I don't see that.
Probably.
That's what Nintendo loves to do. And they said that in an interview. They said that they don't like to give out information like in little bits to keep people excited. They just want to blow you away at the end, right before it comes out.
Right.
And that's okay. That's cool, because I know I'm going to love it. But the fan inside of me goes, I just want that game.
Well, they're also going... I mean, it allows them to make changes to it accordingly that way.
That's true. They're not going to be like Peter Molyneux, who's like...
Who's going to say, you're going to be able to talk to 15-year-old girls, and they'll be able to love you in Fable, and you'll have real digital sex, and whatever. Is that what he said?
Something like that.
He said something like that.
No, no, no. It was the
I don't
tall
think
one.
He
it's
said
you,
that.
Like, finger boys or something like that.
Yeah, he's going to. But it's they don't. I think the point there is they're not going to make a ridiculous claim and say this is what the game's going to be, especially with. The story is going to be very...
Oh, like they didn't do with Twilight Princess in their 100 hours of gameplay.
Everybody else was watching.
Hey,
yeah.
I played the game for 100 hours. It didn't stop me. So there.
That game has lasted me. I still haven't beaten it. So add up those hours. I have spent a long time playing that game.
Yeah.
I don't think to the point of... Well, the story is really sensitive here because people still have to figure out what the hell the girl is, and we barely
Master
know
Sword.
What the mechanic... Yeah, okay. But we don't know what the game
The game mechanic is Link holds this girl in his hand and throws her at enemies and it kills them.
Yeah, it didn't.
No.
Did you guys see that picture? I'm not sure if somebody posted it on the board or not, but it was basically just Link holding like the feet of the girl and the girl's kind of just looking at Link like, "What are you doing?" And the joke is everybody thinks she's the sword.
I think they're an item. They're going to be hooking up in this game.
What?
She's going to be
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
definitely.
You handle me so well, Link. And he's going to be all like, because he doesn't talk. He just, you know, makes this facial expression.
But, you know, Link, got to be safe. Always put his sword in the sheath. You know what I mean?
See, I think you guys should be hired to write for this
well,
game.
Well, we wrote for...
with all of your puns and stuff.
Well, we wrote the futuristic... look of the new Zelda, so I mean, you guys are gonna all love that.
Yeah. You wrote the look.
Yeah, we wrote the look. So what?
We were writing it with Dan right. Brown, Stephanie Meyer, just popular authors, you know. Dean Kuntz.
Those are that's your inspiration. Stephanie Meyer is your inspiration. Oh,
how
fantastic.
Many times have we said that word in this podcast?
What, Kuntz?
You didn't say Kuntz. I love just cracking open some Kuntz, just fingering my way through the pages.
Yeah, when I get my hands on a big, juicy Kuntz.
Why are his books juicy?
What, I mean, the
writing.
All right.
Oh, the writing style.
It's got a juicy writing style. God,
I can just...
hairy.
I can just put my poker all the way in till it hits till I hit the end, you know?
Yeah. And
I love. Oh God!
I usually stop before I get all the way through the Kuntz.
Enough!
I stop
Spirit
early. I usually can't make it all the way through.
Hey, Matt! Oh my God! Spirit Tracks is gonna have multiplayer. It's gonna be local only, and it looks like it's gonna be like a competition. Like that.
Are you sure it's not gonna be somebody plays as Zelda when she inhabits people? Yeah, because I didn't read anything about that, and I just imagined that, and I thought that sounded cool to me.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense. It makes sense, but... Best Buy is offering DSIs with preloaded DSiWare games for Black Friday. There is going to be a white DSi with Brain Age Express... Or, sorry, three Brain Age Express games. Clubhouse Cards and Photo Clock. And then there is a blue DSi with Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Mini March Again, WarioWare Snap, Dr. Mario Express, Mario Calculator, and Mario Clock. And each of those is going to be $179. Mario Kart, Pilot Wings, and Super Smash Bros. Are coming to WiiWare this year. Mario Kart, the Super Nintendo version, is coming November 23rd, and the other two are supposedly cool. Coming before the year is out. So that's definitely something to look forward to. Yep. Denise Kegler left Nintendo this week.
Who's that?
After only... She was the vice president of corporate affairs. She was basically...
Oh,
Perry Kaplan.
Wow,
she
really fast.
That was quick.
Yeah,
wow,
2 years.
Doing that
when is Cammy
going to
leave?
So.
Never.
Not good.
When she falls down and breaks her...
Yeah, right, when she breaks her leg.
Just listening to her explain a new game and watching her play new games on a stage is just great. She understands gamers.
Oh, I thought that was Perry Kaplan's replacement. Because
no.
That was... Yeah, they shouldn't have her on stage at all anymore.
Right.
Why? I love pantsuits and...
And lens.
She's not a lesbian. Trust me.
I don't know.
She
acts like one. She acts like a dyke.
Oh my God!
You sound drunk.
You act
Acts like a dice.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm paying attention to something else right now.
For Microsoft,
I'm sure she's a beautiful woman. He's really, on the inside.
He's ball deep in some coons right now.
All right, Microsoft.
He's eyeball.
Have you guys done anything with Halo Waypoint?
No, I could care less about that.
I don't even. Okay. I still don't know what that means. I don't remember what it. You guys explained.
That's enough. You don't need to know.
Halo Waypoint is out. Basically, what it does is it takes all.
Oh, it's
of the
a
gamers,
new Halo game. No.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
It takes all of the achievements from the Halo games and basically gives you a score of like out of 50 or something. So, I think, say, the maximum gamer score you can get for all of the achievements out of the three Halo games it supports is like, I don't know, 3,000. And say you have 1,500 gamer score out of those, then you're going to be like rank 20 out of 40 on Halo Waypoint. I don't know what that means, but
wow, this sounds so interactive. Whatever. Web 3.0. Can you hear me from all the way back here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't shout the obscenities.
What I'm looking forward to is the
fat prostitute.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. When Matt got Saints Row,
the original one,
we were in high school, and Matt went out to go talk to his mom about something and left the door open, and me, not even thinking, like, yelled. I was like, "Matt, you gotta check out this fat prostitute!" Screamed it across his house. It was great.
How did that turn out?
I am never allowed at his house anymore.
That's a lie. We welcome Nick with arms wide open.
We're arms wide open. We're all big Creed fans.
I saw that coming.
I bring over new Creed cuts to their house.
Ooh, a Creed cut combo.
Is that the only way you're allowed into the house?
Wait, what? I was laughing.
Is that the only way into the house singing Creed songs?
No, I have to bring a new Creed CD every time I'm allowed over there.
How many CDs do they have?
Well, I just reburn them.
Oh, okay.
Or I just buy them again.
Do you just repackage, just do different variations of the same song?
Yeah, I just mix. I do a bunch of mashups. I do Creed mashups.
Do you do Creed karaoke?
So I did like with Arms Wide Higher once. And it's can you take my arms wide open? And that's about it. I just do that every time.
I think those are the only two Creed songs I know.
They're the only Creed songs ever. You don't need to listen to anything else.
All of the albums are just full of those songs. Just back to back, alternating.
It's like they're like Nickelback. You don't need to listen to the whole thing. It's great from the first song. Why be disappointed?
With everything else.
Nickelback to back.
Alright, anyways. Halo Waypoint. In addition to whatever the gamer score means, they've also got avatar like prizes, so you unlock certain things with whatever that score is, and you unlock different things for your avatars, like clothes.
Hey, that's actually kind of cool.
Maybe I'll download Halo Waypoint just to get my free stuff and then never go back.
Yeah, I mean, you can. You get something for just downloading it. You get the, what's the little dude called? The little guy who kills people.
Oh, Milfy Sharks?
No.
Orbit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Matt calls. We called him Milfy Sharks because when we bought Halo 3, we played it till like 4 in the morning, and we thought Milfy Sharks was the funniest thing in the world.
And so that is what we call him now.
All right. Well, you can get him if you download Halo Waypoint.
Yes.
Although, okay, a Milfy Shark would be kind of funny. Just think about it.
No.
Come on. Yeah, Adam, you didn't laugh, so.
Just like, oh, man, that shark's mom is so hot. And it wouldn't even be if you were another shark. It'd just be a human who thinks shark's mom is really hot.
It's a super sexy shark mom.
Oh, my God. See, there's just so many things wrong with that. I can't even begin to comprehend.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. All right, do 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 do.
Oh my god. And also they've got Halo Legend episodes, which I enjoy a lot.
There's episodes? I thought it was like just a DVD.
It's going to be a DVD, but I think there's like 12 different episodes, like 20 minute shorts.
That's pretty cool. I'll just wait for the DVD. But wait, I thought it was just supposed to be like from five different studios.
I'm not sure how many people are doing it, but everyone who is doing it is good, and everything that's come out so far is very good. So this week's episode was called The Duel, and it's made by
Is it about Master Chief getting chased by a car through the desert?
No, it's actually about the Arbiter.
Getting chased by a evil car through the desert?
Well, he gets chased by a tank through the desert.
Really?
Kinda. Yeah, kinda.
My stupid joke came true. That's actually kind of. That's probably why they called it the Duel.
So, basically, visually, it's like a painting, just animated, and it looks pretty incredible.
Like, wait, is it fully animated or is it like still frames?
No, it's fully animated.
Oh, okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I want to.
So, I mean, even if you don't like anime and Halo, I think you should at least watch it just because it's, visually stunning.
But anime is a style. I mean, it's like saying you don't like movies because you hated My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I mean, this one isn't even an anime style.
Yeah, I know, but, like, see, I love Cowboy Bebop, and I hate Inuyasha. So, I mean...
No, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But regardless...
I like cartoons.
If you have a 360... you should download Halo Waypoint, and you should...
Is there a way to see it for illegally?
No, I don't think so.
Because I don't want to watch it on my 360.
Yeah, I know.
If I'm going to watch it, I want a DVD of it.
There will be a DVD of it.
Then I'll wait.
Somebody's probably ripped it somewhere, so...
Cartoons are good.
Okay, so let's move on.
All right. All right, so Halo Waypoint. Microsoft launched the Xbox Live Rewards program. I think right now it's just like in beta, kind of. Basically, what it is the same thing as the Nintendo Rewards program. You get points for doing stuff on Xbox Live, like resubscribing or buying stuff in the marketplace or completing different surveys or whatever. I'm not sure what those points are used for, but I don't know.
But I'm not going to get a cool, authentic Mario hat for that.
No, you're not. I'm certainly not.
What would I get from Microsoft? Like, what?
Probably a cool, authentic Master Chief hat.
Yeah, it'll probably be a baseball cap with the Microsoft logo on it.
Fusion Frenzy.
I don't want that. Maybe Banjo-Kazooie stuff? That'd maybe a backpack with a bird in it?
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
It just Banjo's backpack would be awesome if they did that. But that would have to be rare.
You'd get a real-life bird in it, too.
No, just...
I think that's going to be my next Halloween costume.
Banjo?
Oh, that's cool. Good.
I'll go as Kazooie.
I'm just sit in my backpack?
Yeah, you got to carry me around, though.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a good deal.
Go.
Make a Banjo-Kazooie costume, like, you know how they have those costumes where it's guys sitting on, like, ostriches or whatever, like ostrich riders, where your legs are the ostrich's legs.
So I could be Kazooie doing that?
You could be Kazooie's head
carrying
and then Banjo's legs.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, a plush Banjo head right in front of your head. Banjo's head would be right here, and you would be Kazooie's head looking over. No, it makes tons of sense. Best Halloween costume ever.
So we've got Facebook, Twitter, Last.fm, and Zune stuff on the 360 now. Have you guys used that at all?
Facebook. I logged into it.
Yeah.
Adam and I are now friends on Xbox because of our Facebook friendship.
We are?
Yeah. You didn't know?
No.
I sent you a friend... you and I are friends on the Facebook...
Okay.
And I sent you a friend request on Xbox 360 because it said that here's a Facebook friend who has an Xbox 360 account, and I added you to my friends list.
Oh, cool. So, are you Sir Stabs-a-Lot?
Yes, I am.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Okay, so you just thought there was some stranger who you happened to be...
No, I knew that name. I wasn't sure who it was, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to comment on all your picks now.
Oh, okay, cool. You can talk to me and say how, like, big and awesome my beard is.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, Adam, you look like you should be teaching math. And you'll be like, thanks, Nick, your nose is really big. And that'll be about the end of our conversation.
Wow, that sounds like fun. We can do that on every picture I have, too.
Yeah.
Actually, now I'm curious to see what
on
your
every single
looks
picture,
like.
That's going to be the set of comments.
My beard looks big and bushy. And it's going to be gone.
It's a good looking beard. Have you ever considered becoming a Hasidic Jew?
So it's you funny you should mention
you can
that.
Believe in Jesus.
Right, right.
And have a big Jew beard as well.
I feel like I kind of have to with this beard.
Jews for Jesus.
I feel like you should switch jeans with me. Not like Sister of the Traveling Pants. Like, I just want your beard jeans.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I can cut some off and grow it in a plant potter for you and just mail it. See what
pretty
happens.
Cool.
Yeah.
Might be able to just stick it on your face, you know.
Some sort of beard tree.
Yeah, right.
Because I have a beard, just an inferior beard to yours.
Of course.
I just don't shave, and it just looks gross. So.
And Alex doesn't have a beard.
I don't even have a beard.
He doesn't have genetics, the proper
I have
genetics.
I have genetics that curse me for all eternity. Because I would kill. If I could have one thing, it would be a larger cock. But if I could have two things, it would be a larger cock and a beard.
Well, maybe I'll send you some of my beard tree, too.
Well, he can do it, you have the genetics that make you good at math. You
look,
make
this is why I got
good at DDR, good at StarCraft.
But your genetics, you can like white people. We're not allowed to be a part of the hip hop community.
How can anybody believe there's such a God when God will not give me a beard?
He doesn't
what
want
kind
you
of
being,
what
he
kind
you
of
stealing
deity?
His thunder?
What
you,
kind
you,
of
yeah? Do you
what
have
kind
do you
of
envy?
Deity does
do you
such
have beard
a thing?
Envy of God's beard?
I wish I had God beard.
God's beard is actually what makes rainbows. It's what I read in the Torah. It's something like that. Something about Moses parted the Red Sea and God turned his beard into a rainbow. I don't remember that.
And then awesome. God said, let the Asians not have beards. And some of them didn't.
Oh, no, no, no. It was on the sixth day during the creation. It was.
I thought it was on the eighth. I thought it was on the eighth day.
No, no, no. On the seventh
beard.
Day,
oh, no,
he made a bunch of
day,
crappy Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
On the eighth. I thought on the eighth day, he was gonna give Asians beards, but he never got around to it.
Well, it's because the week restarted.
Have I told my Arnold Schwarzenegger joke on the podcast?
Don't know.
What?
What would Arnold Schwarzenegger's name be if he was black?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, no, Jamal Schwarzenegger. That's my favorite joke.
It's the best one.
Oh man,
it's Jamal.
Hey, you stupid racist people! I know what you were thinking.
God, where are we? Oh, okay. So Natal may be out November 2010, and it may be cheap. But that's a rumor.
And maybe, so. I could care less.
Yeah. Okay. Well. We're running through the rest of the news. Rock Band The Who. Maybe. Nobody knows.
The Who wants that game. Yeah. Tell us.
You skipped an entire section, Matt. You were just terrible at that.
Oh, that's
Sony,
right. Sorry.
Netflix comes to PS3. Cool if you have a PS3. But you have to have a disc in order to watch movies. You have to get the disc from Netflix. Discless solution will be coming next year. Not like a solution, like a water-based solution. You'll actually, like, they're going to be like a software, like it's a fix for your problem, not like solvents. Anyway,
not a drug dissolvable fix? Into, yeah.
Yeah. Kojima and staff want to make another Zone of the Enders game. Cool. Sonic the Hedgehog costumes coming to Little Big Planet later this year.
Awesome.
Weird and cool. Other
now you
news,
can do Rock
not
Band
related
Who.
To any kind of system. Rock Band The Who.
The Who wants that.
Yeah.
The Who.
Who wants? The Who want to play their own game.
Right.
Bayonetta's coming January 5th for 360 and PS3. I thought that was already out.
No, it's out in Japan. You can get the inferior graphics version on the PlayStation 3.
Super Street.
The PS3 version is actually selling better than the 360 version.
Yeah, but that's because that's in Japan, where nobody
right,
has a 360.
Still. I thought it was just kind of interesting.
We'll see how it does in America.
Yeah.
Super Street Fighter 4 is coming out, and it has car smashing. Some of the characters were added back in. Rare wants to explore a new FPS with Natal. That's cool. Oh, and Perfect Dark is coming out pretty soon.
Yes.
They said next month,
oh, yeah,
I think.
For XBLA?
Or this month.
Dear sure. E-Diary.
Yeah.
I would like to play that game. Make it so.
Founder of Comic-Con, Sheldon Dorff, died at 76 from diabetes. Nobody will miss him.
He died a virgin at 76 years old.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Prince of Persia movie looks to be god-awful.
That's not what it says, man.
Test audiences are stupid.
Nope. Have you guys seen the trailers for it?
Yeah, it looks like a gigantic waste of money.
Does
really? You think so?
Nobody cares! Move on!
Yeah.
Alright.
No More Heroes possibly coming to 360 and PS3.
Damn. No, it's most definitely coming, and there's already screenshots
no more
of the
Heroes,
updated graphics.
Heroes Paradise?
Yeah, it's an updated...
PS3 is possible.
No, and 360.
No, it's coming to 360 and PS3. It's just Ubisoft is not publishing it in North America.
It features higher resolution textures.
Ladies in the game wore
better
less
draw
clothes.
Distance. Less clothes on the ladies. Hello, knock knock. Mm-hmm. Who is there? It's a boner. Deal with it.
Ubisoft's not going to publish it, and they're looking for another publisher.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's all podcast. I'd
Yay!
Like to thank.
Well, I have to thank Disney Channel. Disney Channel, tune in, drop out, soak up Zach and Cody. That's their new motto. If you haven't seen Hanyo Montano, buckle into your seats, turn on the Billy Ray machine. Turn it. You can get Hanyo Montano on Billy Blu-ray.
Billy Blu-ray Cyrus?
Billy Blu-ray Cyrus. Hannah Montana Blu-ray and DVD Season 3 comes out November 13th at 2:30 in the afternoon. You can get Zach and Cody back on... it's called Zach and Cody Back on the Space Station. They're going to the space station out in outer space, and they are going to work on some test labs. This is in real life, the real life Zach and Cody. It's a documentary that Disney is producing for IMAX 3D. James Cameron producing. What's that? Avatar. Do you have some competition from your own director?
Also,
that's enough nonsense.
I want to put in a real plug. Mystery Team. It's a movie by Derek Comedy.
Have you guys seen Bro Rape, the video?
Yes.
Okay, those guys made a movie.
Really?
And it's called Mystery Team.
It might be coming to your town. You should look it up on their website.
And if you go to that You Demand It website, where you can demand like events come to your city.
Right, right.
You can demand that, and I did that, and they came to Phoenix.
Yeah, also one of the members is from Phoenix, which is
also
a real reason.
No, but it said on their website that that's why they came here, is that they had 400 people.
Yeah, a lot of people demanded it. It's an awesome movie. Me and Nick saw it, and there's a Q&A and stuff.
It is, it's hilarious and disgusting. If you like R-rated comedies, this is the movie for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely a hard R.
There's a scene where they're in a strip club, and they're all walking around with big boners.
It's so
fantastic.
Funny. That's it. Give our contact info, Adam.
Did you check emails, Matt?
No emails.
No emails? Come on, people. Email
we
us.
We should put the email... alert people to send emails at the beginning of the show from now on. Because maybe...
Send emails.
Maybe they're giving up. So during your opening, add the emails.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
God. We'll see.
Because sometimes when I listen to this podcast, when I'm like screening it, I fall asleep before the end. And I'm not kidding. I usually don't make it to the end.
Do you bore yourself to sleep, Nick?
No.
Is that what it is?
I listen to it at night.
It's mostly,
it takes me about 5 different listens to get all the way through the podcast.
I think it mostly has to do with the...
you.
Yes.
You and your sexy, sleepy voice.
Oh, yeah.
Contact I have a sexy, bro. Sleepy voice?
No, I was talking to Alex, Nick.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just... Do I have one?
No,
no
you got an annoying stay up.
One, well,
high-pitched, girly, wake up, stay up voice.
I have a high-pitched voice.
I've got the sexy low.
Hey, I'm Nick Shively.
No,
all right, so something tells me that Matt and Nick are ready to go. So let's get finished with this.
All right.
Website, you can go to tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ZWT podcast. Oh, that's not right. ZTPsocialboard.proboards.com. You can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. Go to our blog.
Go to nickshively.blogspot.com.
That's
nickshively. .blogspot.com. You can see some great art. I made some art there. You can look at it.
As soon as you go there, you will get just tons of viruses.
That's not true.
Even on pictures, a map of Linux.
Pictures of naked little children.
Are you just upset because I'm caboosing my website on your train of links?
No, it's just I'm telling the people how it is.
The people should not listen to Adam. He's Jewish. That's one reason. Do you want to just listen to him ramble? I don't. So you should go over to nickshively.blogspot.com, look at some great art. There's some art up there. If you want me to make you a picture, just send me an email and some money my way, and you got it.
And if you like to get raped, go to Nick Shively's blogspot.
Weespot.gov.
Wienerspot.
IGN.com. We now have a sponsor. IGN.com is our new sponsor. So go over to IGN.com. Also, Destructoid is our new sponsor. Go there.
Porn.com.
Pepsi.com. They're our sponsor now.
And wait, Pets. Hold on. Pets.
I have to do my spot.
P-E-T-Z. P-E-T-Z. Pets.com.
That's a good Pepsi. Pepsi.com. Head on over.
We're going to get sued.
Go to our porn.com. Swallow
it. Go there, yes, of course.
The most awesome site ever.
Our blog is zwtpodcast.blogspot.com. You can find us on Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast. Facebook is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And please, if you're downloading this on iTunes, remember to vote/review us so we can know how we're doing. Alex, before we forget, Laura's sexy time, quickly. Tell us what happened.
Oh, wait, I just farted. Give me a second.
Fantastic.
Smells
Thanks
bad.
Thanks for sharing.
Nothing's happened. I made the girl cry. And I didn't even put the penis in her.
You made her cry.
Oh,
how did you
God.
Make her cry?
I didn't make her cry. I'm just making up a story right now. I haven't actually seen her around.
Well,
boring.
What happened?
You know what they say.
I know. Look. I know that I couldn't... Look, I failed in getting into her pants, and she was a fucking freshman. And I should have taken advantage of that shit.
Oh, well, yeah, you totally should have. But just remember my motto. If you can't meet them... Finger blast them.
Those are great words of wisdom.
It's,
you know, I think
words my
I think
dad.
It's becoming a trend to end with some kind of quote like that at the end of every podcast.
Inspirational quote of the week. If your parents are dead, that means that they're not going to complain about your rock and roll music.
And with Gandhi. That, I believe Gandhi. We're going to go.
Look, can I just say a quote from Bender by Bender? From Futurama.
Sure.
From Bender's?
From Futurama.
Ask not for whom the bone bones. It bones for thee.
Albert Einstein once said,
oh my God.
Give me my booze or give me death, but please don't give me death. Me just want to get crunk.
Theodore Roosevelt once said,
this is the actual one to go out on. Dean Koontz once said, it's pronounced Koontz, you jerks.
Stephen King once said, I don't think so. Koontz.
Albert Einstein once said,
okay. Oh my God.
No, end it with Matt. End it with Matt.
I married my cousin, and it's
all right.
Great.
Okay, we're leaving. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Dean Koontz. We love you.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
We'll see you guys hopefully in another 2 weeks. Hope you enjoyed this crazy babbling of nothingness.
Happy Thanksgiving, assholes.